Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 9. Jim looked at his team across the desk. While Andrew and Mercedes had taken care of Feline, he had called Rhea's cell phone and asked her to come over as soon as possible. She had joined him a split second later, and he had gotten so used to her teleporting that he hardly flinched when she popped into the office. He described his trip through the spirit world, the encounter with Anderson and his odd little creatures, which seemed able to possess any inanimate object they wanted.
"So how do we stop them?" Mercedes asked. "Can you go back in with a spirit machine gun and take them out?"
"I'm afraid it's not that easy. As for finding him again, he'll have moved his location by now, as far as you can speak of location in the spirit world. The other problem is that he's a lot more powerful than me in there. He prevented me from using my imagination and creating a weapon like last time."
"But we can't just let him kill more people like this," Andrew said.
"No, we can't. I'm going to get Mary Louise back and see if she can broker some kind of truce with the spirits, letting them know that there's something dangerous out there. Even though they knew Anderson back in the day, I don't think they'd enjoy an evil overlord in their backyard. And if all the spirits stand together, I'd guess they were stronger than him."
"So what can the rest of us do?"
Rhea spoke up. She was sitting by the window and hadn't said anything so far. "Not a lot, yet. But I called you in because of his threat. He said we were all going to pay. I think that includes you." "Probably especially me. I was the one who betrayed him, after all." She paused as she looked out the window, looking like she had a bad taste in her mouth. "As if I didn't have enough problems. But I think I know part of what form the revenge might take."
"What do you mean?"
"Do you remember me telling you about the man who did experiments on me when I was a child?"
"Yes, Dr. Hounslow. You said he would draw your blood and expose it to radiation?"
"That's right. What I didn't know was that he drew more blood than he put back in, so to speak. A lot of it went into a vault at the institute he worked at. It was called Project Titan, Hounslow's little joke because of my name. Rhea was one of the 12 Titans in Greek mythology."
"So?"
Feline asked.
"So I just recently got a message from one of my contacts. I've kept up with Hounslow over the years because he never gave up the hope of getting my mother and me back for running away. A few days ago, my contact told me that the vault was cleaned out. Hounslow himself has disappeared, but the vault contained a lot of my blood. I'm afraid he's found some way of using that blood, and what Jim just said before about Anderson planning a clash?" They all looked at her for a moment, none of them understanding.
"Don't you guys get it? Anderson loves movie trivia, and Jim said he spoke of a clash. Clash of the Titans is a famous movie. I think he somehow found Hounslow and made a proposition to him to team up, using my blood to make, well, more of me."
"Clones?" Andrew said.
"I don't know. Probably not. More like putting my blood into other people, giving them powers. That was his idea all along."
"That sounds like a comic book," Jim said.
"Says the man who's lived more than a century. I'm not saying it's a sure thing. I'm just saying that's what I think."
Andrew scratched his head.
"An army of super people. A race of titans, potentially allied with an evil master spirit. This doesn't sound like just another week at the office."
"All the more reason to prepare for the worst.
I suggest we keep some kind of alarm system with each other so we can come to each other's aid. Jim looked around the room. And yes, that means you guys are all bunking down here for the moment.
What good would it do us? He might as well send two of those things that can possess something. Or three. Or four. How can we help each other if we're all being attacked at the same time?
Rhea can help us all. She can grab someone and teleport them away if we're attacked.
That would be a quick fix at best, Rhea said. Plus, remember how uncomfortable it is to ride along with me? While the person I'm grabbing is busy throwing up, the spirit might find us again.
Maybe, but it's better than nothing. Now clear out of here, all of you, while I try to contact Mary Louise, and stick together as much as you can.
The team members got to their feet and headed into the lobby.
Dibs on the guest room,
Feline said.
Why?
Mercedes asked.
Aren't you just going to be in Andrew's room?
So? I call dibs. It's mine.
Mercedes looked the cat in the eye.
Don't push me, chica.
Fine. You can have it.
Feline shrugged.
I guess I'll just go in Jim's living room when I want some privacy.
What about me? Rhea asked. Mercedes turned her head and blushed.
I thought, aren't you sleeping in Jim's room?
That depends on two things. One is if this plan of his for me to be ready to teleport any of you away also goes at night. I can't sleep if I'm supposed to watch over you all.
And the second is, she winked at Mercedes, if he's ready for that. Jim closed his eyes as the door closed behind his team. He was about to call out Mary Louise's name when he heard her clear her throat politely.
I'm already here.
Jim opened his eyes again. The girl looked none the worse for wear after their experience, so she must have gotten away clean.
I take it you heard most of that, then?
I did, and I'm going to have a talk with some of the others. I'm pretty sure they'll listen to you now if I bring this to their attention.
Do I need to come back in?
That would probably be best, but give me a little time to get things set up. An hour or two, then come find me.
All right. Make sure they understand it's important, though. The longer we wait, the more chance Anderson has of killing someone innocent.
I know. I'll do what I can. See you soon.
The girl faded away, and Jim lit a cigarette. An hour or two was enough time to get something to eat.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the kitchen, Mercedes had begun pulling out boxes and bowls from the fridge and setting them up. Rhea settled down at the table, and Andrew sat across from her. Feline placed herself on the windowsill and leaned her shoulder out of the open window. It was still hot outside, and the usual humidity that San Francisco almost always had in the air was still absent.
"I hope you like Mexican,"
Mercedes said, looking over her shoulder at Rhea.
Love it. Do you always cook when you're nervous?
Mercedes grinned.
Not always, but sometimes. Hot tamales make you think of something else than what's bothering you, and I had actually promised to make some anyway. I've got the dough all prepped.
We're pretty crazy about her food, Andrew said. Jim's been known to go nuts over her tacos.
Rhea raised an eyebrow.
Really? The same guy who told me he wasn't too keen on veggies?
He stuffs them with chicken and salsa, Mercedes said.
Not a lot else, but I think it's my salsa he likes. I practically grew up in a restaurant, you know.
Well, good for you.
I can barely boil an egg.
Mercedes looked at her with a wink.
Well,
If you ever need any tips, the road to a man's heart goes through his stomach and all that. I think Jim is better off with me not trying to win him over by cooking. Not to mention that any winning you had to do already happened, Andrew said, leaning his head on his hand.
Hush, you! Mercedes slapped Andrew on the shoulder. I think we're freaking Rhea out.
Are we? Andrew said. Rhea leaned back in her chair.
A little, maybe. It's still pretty new, so give it some space, okay? Can we talk about something else?
Absolutely. Consider the matter closed, Andrew said, drawing his hand over his mouth. He paused, then went on. If the subject's not too painful for you to talk about, I was wondering if you could tell me about the Titan project you spoke of. Like, what sort of powers he was trying to create. Rhea looked at her hands for a moment, but then seemed to pull herself together.
No, I came to terms with that a while ago. Personally, I can do teleportation and telekinesis. But if Hounslow has been experimenting with the blood, I have no idea what kind of abilities could be created.
Jim came into the kitchen, sniffing the air.
Oh, are you cooking, Mercedes?
Yeah, like I promised.
That was quick. Didn't your spirit want to talk to you?
She did. I'm going back in a little while. I just thought I'd get something to eat first. Mercedes covered her bowls with her hands.
Well, you're not eating this stuff yet. The tamales have to be ready first.
I know. I'll just get a sandwich. Jim opened the fridge, and Feline's head turned as a reflex at the sound.
Any tuna?
She asked. Jim smiled, thinking back to yesterday when she'd been offended by him hinting at her eating tuna. Sure there is. But make your own food. Jim found bread, mayo, and ham before moving to the counter next to Mercedes.
I'll make you one, Feline, Andrew offered.
Yes, do that.
No thank yous, Mercedes muttered. No please, just do that. Manners.
She's a cat. It's just the way it is. Jim smiled at her, keeping his voice low. And you're jealous.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. Maybe it's time you stopped being so interested in my love life and started dating yourself. Mercedes chewed her lower lip.
You know something, boss? You're right.
Jim brought his sandwich into the office and was about to close the door when Rhea stepped out of the kitchen.
Got a moment?
Sure, but I'd really appreciate it if you'd keep an eye on them in there. You're our best bet at evacuation if those things...
Yes, yes, I know. Leave the door open if you want, so we can see them.
Jim put his plate on the desk and turned around.
So, thanks for last night, she began. But Mercedes brought up a valid point. Are you okay with me bunking up with you while I'm here?
Well, sure, Jim blinked. Why wouldn't I be?
Because you left before I woke up this morning, and I have you pegged as the kind of guy who might offer to sleep on the couch and give me the bed, which would be a waste.
It would, wouldn't it? No, I'm fine with sharing a bed with you. I just had to get back to the office this morning.
Good. It's usually not a good sign if your date leaves before you wake up, you know. It makes you wonder if you did something wrong.
Rhea lowered her gaze, and Jim suddenly understood. He stepped closer to her and took her hands.
You were actually worried about that, weren't you? You thought I got cold feet and snuck out?
Sort of. I told you I haven't exactly had a lot of long-term relationships in my life.
That makes two of us. To set that matter to rest, you did everything right, and it was wonderful.
Jim looked into her eyes and saw the smile return. I've got to get some food and then do the spirit thing, but...
I know. I'll leave you alone. But first...
Rhea put one hand on his cheek and kissed him on the lips.
Go get 'em, Tiger. She left the office, closing the door behind her. Jim licked his lips, tasting her lipstick. The glimpse inside Rhea's more insecure side had been brief, but it made him feel better than he thought possible. He wolfed the sandwich in four bites, still smiling.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.